I'm Farai Chidea here with Lynn Scher. We're sitting in for John Hockenberry. Airlines released their quarterly earnings reports this week. Southwest and United eked out a small profit yesterday, while Continental announced a slight loss, but at least the Continental ads are still perky.
On other airlines, meals have become pie in the sky. On Continental, we're still proud to serve complimentary meals at mealtime.
Attention passengers, on your left there's a delicious chicken pot pie.
Continental Airlines. Work hard, fly right.
All right, you can't see me doing the free meal dance, but, you know, I actually think that there's a free meal on one hand and a $20 fee to check your luggage on the other hand. Charisse Jones is with us. She covers airlines for USA Today in studio. Charisse, let's start with Continental. Second quarter losses of $213 million, announcing that it's raising the fees to check luggage, laying off 1,700 more workers. What's going on?
You know, Continental is really going through a lot of the same tribulations that the rest of the airline industry is experiencing. I mean, people are just not flying for business or for pleasure. The high-spending, high-flying business travelers who normally pay the big money for the first-class seats are parking in coach instead or booking weeks ahead of time to get the low fares. So as a result, Continental's had to cut 1,700 more jobs on top of 1,200 that were already announced. And the nickeling and diming continues. The $20 now for the first bag, $30 for the second. And if you want somebody on the other line when you call to make a reservation, it's going to cost you $5 more. So it's happening throughout the industry, and they really just exemplify the crisis that they're in.
Fuel costs have been blamed, but also Continental said that H1N1, the virus that is known as swine flu, cost the airline $50 million. How do you parse that out, and do you think it affected other airlines?
Absolutely. I mean, the airline industry was really hit by a double whammy. You know, the recession happened, the economy tanked, people stopped flying. And then in May, we had this scare with the swine flu. And so a lot of airlines that fly to either Mexico or even China found that people were staying put. They didn't want to go to those parts of the world. And the reason why Asia came into the equation is people remembered the bird flu, which happened a few years back. So people were just very skittish about flying, and it really put a big dent in revenue for most airlines.
All right. Boeing, which is a plane manufacturer, announces its quarterly numbers this morning. But the U.S. Army announced it's canceling a contract worth billions. They were trying to develop a manned ground vehicle for combat. What can we expect to hear from Boeing?
Boeing is probably going to be okay today coming out of the second quarter because they get paid when they deliver planes, and they had a lot of pending deliveries. The problem is the next year or two when the deliveries have gotten a lot lower. You know, they've got the Army problem. They have the so-called Dreamliner, which was this great 787 they were putting out, which has been delayed several times. So they're probably going to be fine today, but going into the future, we may have a problem.
All right. Just kind of a yes or no answer. Could one of the major airlines fold within the next year?
It's possible, yes.
All right. Charisse, you have given us a ton of information. Charisse Jones covering airlines for USA Today with us in studio, Lynn.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.